It starts like any other sporting event, but instead of play ball, the announcer kicks things off a bit differently.
This is Kane. This is Fletcher. This is roller derby.
Loud music drowns out the whoosh of the players' skates as the derby girls take the rink. Fishnets, tattoos, and retro chic styles mix with helmets, elbow and knee pads, and traditional team jerseys as each team is introduced. Today's matchup at the Universal Skating Center in East Orlando pits the Sunnyland Slammers against the Bellevue Bombshells. Each player's derby name rings out as women of all ages and builds zip around the rink. Venus Death Trap, Loch Ness Monster, Cupquake. Even the ref and the announcer have derby alter egos, Vanilla Ice Pack, and Tiger Beatdown.
And we are off of the first jam of the day.
When roller derby first started in the late 1800s, it was a test of endurance, no elbowing the competition. But in the 1940s, it became a contact sport, and the new derby evolved from that later version. It's enjoying a grassroots revival all over the world, with nearly 800 leagues in 25 countries so far. Orlando's league has expanded from a handful of players early last year to four teams with about a dozen players each, and counting. Tonight's crowd is about 200 strong. Attendees are waving signs for their favorite players, but since derby is just hitting its stride, many are friends or relatives. Colin is one of them. He's finding it's a short trip from friend to fan.
My girlfriend got me into this. She's skating right now, Punkin' Drublick, Heather Lyles. So I'm here supporting her and Sunnyland Slammers, and it's awesome, so why wouldn't I be here?
A couple rows back is first-time derby fan Danielle.
It just sounds so cool, and I love the idea of it. So, and I knew it was happening in town. I couldn't pass up another game.
And what does she think?
It is very cool. It is very cool.
The game ends with a Sunnyland Slammers win, but there's no time for celebrating. Everyone is hustled out of the rink quickly because the leagues only rented the place for a few hours. It's saving up so that one day roller derby will have a venue of its own. But for now, the after party for the crowd and the players is at a nearby seafood joint. Players from both teams mingle there. Amanda Vickers, derby name No Quarter, plays for the Sunnyland Slammers. She says the interactions between teams are more supportive than competitive.
You know, when you have that many women all in one place, there's always going to be drama. But I think that everybody does a really good job of looking out for each other and having each other's backs, you know. But when it comes time to skate, all bets are off.
Sabrina Napolitano, derby name Ellen Rage, plays for the Bellevue Bombshells.
We all love each other. We stick together. Everyone helps everyone out. And then the game itself is just fun. You know, derby is, it's the rock and roll sport.
She says there are physical risks involved, but
I love it so much that it's worth the possibility of a bad injury. But it is a real possibility. I have been hurt badly before, but you get up and you keep doing it.
The next roller derby game is the season-ending doubleheader on April 10th, with all four of the league's teams in action. I'm Nicole Creston, 90.7 WMFE News.